Border Podcast presents The Burst of Things. On October 18, 2019, Chile exploded. Like a bomb, it exploded. A social revolution began that day. Thousands of people took the streets with pots, posters, and wearing hoodies to protest against social inequality. The government relied on the police with their tear gas, rubber bullets, and water hoses to suppress the protests. In this series, the objects are alive and have something to say. This is The Burst of Things, The Innocent Pot.
This morning, a pot was arrested after violently beating a police officer. The details of the incident are under investigation in court.
Today, Monday, November 1st, in the city of Temuco, Chile, during a protest, a police officer lost some of his teeth.
The official suffered serious injuries, a forceful blow to his face by a pot causing a fractured and displaced jaw.
Right now, the pot is on trial, and we await the court's decision.
Silence! Again, I insist that the public let the prosecutor finish. Otherwise, I'm going to ask you all to leave the room. Go on, prosecutor.
This pot you see here is not just a pot. She's violent, an anarchist, and she was arrested for flagrant public misconduct.
Objection!
You cannot object in this part of the proceedings, miss.
But I'm an object, your honor.
I don't tolerate jokes like that in my court. Prosecutor, please continue.
I'll proceed. This blunt object resisted arrest.
Blunt? I'm sturdy if you like, but not blunt.
One more interruption and I'll remove you from my court.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, prosecutor. Please proceed.
I'll continue. This sturdy object, as she likes to be called, resisted during her arrest and hit a police officer in the face, inflicting serious injury. The official lost three teeth, your honor. What authority will that poor man have without those teeth? Therefore, we ask the court to convict the pot under the full weight of the law.
First of all, of course I resisted to the arrest because I was peacefully demonstrating, your honor. And as far as I know, that is not a crime. It may have been in a noisy way, okay, but it is not completely my fault either, since I don't make any sound unless another object hits me.
For God's sake, are you saying you were assaulted by another object?
No. No, Your Honor, I completely consented. With my partner Susie...
But who is this Susie?
A wooden spoon, Your Honor. Together, we were a musical instrument. That's how I felt, at least. We were creating a protest rhythm. It was far from violent. It was more... a mantra.
Could you show this court the mantra you are referring to?
Tap me.
What? You want me to tap you?
Please, Your Honor, take your gavel and play me.
Careful, Your Honor. These types of pots are dangerous. They've been inciting violence for months. They've turned our citizens into savages who have the country on the brink of collapse.
Quiet, prosecutor.
The rhythm is very simple. It's... tan, 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 tan.
Oh, let me try it myself.
Do you think that's aggressive, Your Honor?
No, not really. I found it rather cathartic, even... liberating.
Your Honor, what just happened to you, that's what is happening to the civilian population.
What's happening to them, prosecutor, huh?
Exactly that. It's as if they enter a trance and become submissive to the will of these pots.
The first pots used in protest in Latin America was in Chile in 1971. Right-wing women who were opponents of Salvador Allende's socialist government took the streets beating pots to show their defiance. This was the so-called Empty Pan March. In 1983, the POTS re-emerge in the fight against the dictatorship. In 2011, the POTS resounded for the first time since their return to democracy. They were the students carrying the POTS, demanding a free and quality public education. The current movement is also led by students and began after a price hike in the metro fare. The POTS have been the emblematic sound of this social unrest, and even when for days a curfew was imposed in various Chile cities, the POTS were heard from balconies and windows.
I did not fall into a trance, Mr. Prosecutor. What I cannot understand is how we got from the popular mantra, tun tun tun, to the lost teeth of the police officer. Could you explain it to me, miss?
Yes. When the social unrest erupted, we were all in the kitchen. That night, I fell asleep in the sink. From there, I could hear the shouts coming from outside the window. A crowd was advancing down the streets. They sounded happy. Then Martin came, the son of Mrs. Jimena. He was agitated and excited. He rummaged through the drawers and cabinets. And finally, he took me and the wooden spoon, Susie. I had never left the kitchen before that day, Your Honor. And the truth is, I don't understand why he chose me. But I am so happy he did. It gave me a new potential. For the first time during this protest, I had a voice. Being on the streets became part of a daily routine. It was not always the same POTS, but there were always some familiar ones there. I made new friends, and even, I have to confess, I had a romance with a frying pan. Oof, it was... I'm sorry. We were played by women, children, adults, and older folks. I no longer felt like a cooking pot, rather a Tibetan bowl. Until one day, they showed up. These humans that the prosecutor is defending. A policeman grabbed me by the handle, and I needed to defend myself. I tried to escape, but he clenched me harder, and I felt an uncontrolled rage. So I punched him in the face. But it was self-defense. It was him or me.
Hey, what a nice story. Yeah, really touching. But what this pot forgets is that the police officers have a protocol, and this one fully complied with it.
Your Honor, the police officer attacked me and I defended myself. Why are a policeman's teeth more important than my left dent?
Don't you think that's obvious?
Nothing is obvious.
I too was damaged, Your Honor, which prevents me from cooking properly. I am a pot, a cooking pot. If I don't make rice, I'm useless. And if I can't be useful, then I don't exist. They're killing me alive. And on top of that, since the stainless steel arrived, Teflon is not as popular. They call me toxic.
There is no evidence that this dent was caused by a police officer. She herself suggested that she was beaten by a man and a frying pan.
Prosecutor, do you realize I am the judge? I value the evidence.
But if it's a matter of seeing how other pots have looked after being hit by their own owners.
I know perfectly well this injury was not caused by Martin. He uses me as a musical instrument, not as a weapon. There are more than 3,000 comrades in the same situation.
These pots have, in recent months, set up a campaign of political indoctrination, Your Honor. They're feeding false ideas to our young people. You, with your hypnotic sounds, are more dangerous than Marxism.
For God's sake, how old is this young man who was touching you?
Martin is 17, Your Honor.
You see, a minor being indoctrinated by pots.
But I am an innocent pot, I swear.
Your Honor, in developed countries, burning and destroying subversive pots has served as an exemplary punishment for those who support public disorder.
If they burn us and take us away, how do you expect humans to cook?
Well, maybe socialists will have to be content with vegetables and fruits, or, I don't know, be more creative. Isn't that their 40?
This man is accusing me of being a guru of some kind of sect. People took the streets of their own free will, demanding a minimum level of dignity. and you either don't want to see it or you can't stand it.
This noise must be silenced.
You can exterminate us all. Teflon, stainless steel, even ceramic, and yet the noise will continue. Humans will use whatever they have to make themselves heard.
Good point, miss.
Are you on the side of the violent pods? It is unconstitutional to attack law enforcement. You are defending an object over a human and not just a regular one.
Hold there! I've heard enough. This court, in regards to the consideration of criminal offense, finds this cooking tool of a stardinator and teflon pot shape guilty.
No, this is unfair, Your Honor. This is so unfair. Please, I'm begging you, Your Honor.
I'm so sorry, dear.
Please.
My hands are tied.
Humanity must be one of the strangest things I ever seen. They love and hate each other at the same time, reproduce and segregate. They mate and they kill each other. They create huge cities and then destroy them. They've been trying to solve the problems they've created, and it looks like they're never going to find what they're looking for. This sound will be resonating in your ears and will not let you sleep in peace. This was The Burst of Things, The Innocent Pot. To hear other stories like this, go to the website borderpodcast.com and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or where you listen to your podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook account, Border Podcasts. The Innocent Pot was written by Trinidad Piris and Benjamin Villalobos and performed by Trinidad Piris, Diego Gogan, and Claudia Levin. Produced by Maria Court and co-directed by Trinidad Piris and Maria Court, and the music by Martin Perez Roa and Fernando Lucero as assistant director. The sound design and assembly is by Martin Cruz. Special thanks to the sound archive of Francisca Echeverria, Gabriel Morales, and the Chilean group of audiovisual sounders. This series is a production of Mucha Media with the support of the University of Bristol, Invisible Scoop, Goethe Institute, and NAVE. You are on Border Podcast.